Jay Thomas on tenor saxophone with beautiful arrangements by Oliver Grunewald, played by the Oliver Grunewald New Net. The tune was by Duke Ellington, and it's called Blue Serge. Blue Serge. Jay Thomas and Company. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up, we have some music by Cole Porter, sung by Nancy King and played by Randy Porter. But first, here's a tune from Thomas Marriott's latest CD, Trumpet Ship. Thomas says this original is inspired by an incident which took place last year in which a bearded young man criticized a publication for running his photo without permission in an article that said, "All hipsters looked alike," only to discover that the photo was of someone else. And so it accounts somewhat for the laconic nature of this tune, which is called Behind the Beard. Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Orrin Evans piano, Luke Curtis bass, and Mark Whitfield Jr. at the drums.
Thank you. Whenever skies look gray to me and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me and people declare that you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, so tender. When at first your kiss I decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender, and once again our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's your dream, never comes true. Even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. Do baby, 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 baby.
Yes, I do.
no one sings like Nancy. Nancy King from the album Porter Plays Porter, which was actually nominated for a Grammy in the vocal division. Randy Porter's album, Playing Music of Cole Porter, I Concentrate on You, with John Watala on bass, Todd Strait on drums, joining pianist Randy Porter and singer Nancy King. And before that, we were listening to Thomas Marriott's latest release titled Trumpet Ship. Thomas playing muted trumpet there with Orrin Evans at the piano, Luke Curtis bass, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums in that Thomas Marriott original, Behind the Beard. I'm Jim Wilkie, speaking to you from Behind the Beard here this afternoon here on 88.5 KNKX. Music of the Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time. Next up, we're going to be going back a few years to a meeting of Hadley Calliman and Pete Chrisleeb, two great tenor saxophonists teaming up on this one with Bill Anshel on piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, John Bishop on drums. This is a great tune by Hadley Calliman that he recorded on another occasion solo and often played in live performances. Good tune. It's titled Comencia. Hadley Calliman and Pete Chrisleeb, tenor saxes.
Thank you. Thank you so much and good evening. Welcome to the Penthouse. The wonderful harmony and rhythm that you hear in the background is provided by three very talented young men. On drums, Bill Goodwin. On bass, Jim Hewitt. And at the piano, Mike Melvoin, the Mike Melvoin Trio. And for those of you that tuned in late or came in late, I'm sure you remember me. I'm my mother's only son, Doug McClure. Here's a pretty song written by Alan Bergman and Lou Spence, inspired by an up-and-coming star, all of 35 or 40 years old, a man named Fred Astaire. That face, that face, that wonderful face. It shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expressions. Each look becomes the prize of my possessions. I love that face, that face. It just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. Oh, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from any angle. I love those eyes and those lips and that fabulous smile. When she laughs, then spring goes right out of style. Never, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace your face. That face, that face, that face, that face, that face, that face. I love to look in your face, warm, friendly face, sweet, gentle face. I love that face.
That was Joe Williams back in 1965, singing in Seattle at the Penthouse, backed by the Mike Melvoin Trio, and a song by Alan Bergman and Lou Spence called That Face. Joe Williams from an album called Then and Now. That was the then part, 1965, at the Penthouse. There was Second Sides of the LP was 1983, and that was Now in 1983. Joe Williams, Then and Now. Originally issued on Bosco Records on an LP and then reissued on a Seabreeze CD. Before Joe Williams, we were listening to Hadley Calliman and Pete Chrisley, the two tenor saxophonists in that spirited piece, to say the least. Bill Anschel on piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and John Bishop on drums, backing Hadley and Pete in Hadley's tune, Comencia, from the album Reunion. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Next up, some music from Portland with guitarist John Stoll, joined by saxophonist Mike Zilber, John Shiflett on bass, and Jason Lewis at the drums. This is a tune that was written by Michael Zilber. It's called Cookie Monster Blue. Thank you.
her sorrow in her face and sadness in her eyes. And if you look into the heart within, the lonely one, you'll find it's been deceived by broken vows and lies. Is it good to have pride with a longing to hide all your heartaches and fears? Is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the since you're gone, the lonely one is me. Oh, 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 is it wise to be cold and to struggle to hold back the tears? If you could only see the girl they call the lonely one, you know that since you're since you're gone, the lonely one is me.
John A. Kendrick doing the vocal there and also playing harmonium in the background. You heard Don Clement on piano, Chris Simer on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums, and a beautiful song called The Lonely One, which comes from John A. Kendrick's CD, Flying. Before that was John Stoll, visit to California, the Bay Area, to perform in concert with Michael Zilber, the saxophonist, John Shiflett on bass, and Jason Lewis at the drums. And we heard them doing a tune written by Michael Zilber, the saxophonist, called Cookie Monster Blue, from an album titled Live Beauty by John Stoll and Michael Zilber. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, continuing now with a tune from Steve Tressler's latest effort called The Snowline Suite. The Snowline Suite is a continuously banded collection of six movements. This is the second part, called Tectonics, and it features Annie Booth on piano, Patrick McDevitt on bass, and Alejandro Castaño on drums, a group based out of Denver, backing Seattle tenor saxophonist Steve Tressler in this piece called Tectonics from the Snowline Suite. Thank you. Hans Teuber on tenor saxophone, Jeff Johnson was the bass player, and a tune from their album Deuce, the two of them together playing a piece by Hans Teuber called Rain Makes Applesauce. And you can take that comforting thought with you. Before that, we were listening to Steve Tressler on tenor saxophone with the Annie Booth Trio out of Denver. Annie Booth on piano, Patrick McDevitt bass, and Alejandro Castaño on drums. And a piece titled Tectonics, the second movement from the six-movement Snowline Suite by Steve Tressler, his most recent recording. I know we're all missing going out to live music in clubs and concerts, but for the present, there are some streaming events available, and you'll find a listing of those on the community page at knkx.org. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. We have a podcast available of this program, previous broadcast at knkx.org or jazznw.org. You can subscribe to our podcast, have it delivered each week, or stream it anytime. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.